Hello and welcome to the Science Break for GCSE Science. Today's episode is a follow-up to culturing microorganisms, and we will look at a method for testing chemicals using agar gel plates. This podcast is for GCSE Separate Science Biology. If you want to see the video for this topic, head over to the Science Break on YouTube and click on the biology playlist. But for now, let's get going. We previously discussed the method for growing bacteria using aseptic technique. In this episode, we are going to look at how chemicals can be tested using cultures of bacteria in petri dishes. Examples of the kinds of chemicals we test are disinfectants and or antibiotics. To test our chemical, we need a petri dish with bacteria growing in agar. Agar is a jelly that contains nutrients for the bacteria to grow. We can refer to this as an agar gel plate. The bacteria grow in the agar and make it look cloudy in appearance. Any area where the bacteria have died or are not growing shows as clear and no longer cloudy. We can test our chemicals by adding a drop or two onto the agar and seeing if the gel goes clear. But this is not a very scientific method. A better way is to use a small disc of filter paper, which is quite absorbent, dip it into the chemical you are testing, and carefully place the disc onto the agar using aseptic technique. Aseptic technique means that you would use sterile tweezers to handle the sterile filter paper, and you should make sure you prevent contamination by lifting the lid of the petri dish as little as possible when you place the filter paper onto the agar. You can then tape the lid on with sellotape and label the plate very clearly with name, date, and which disc has which chemical. You can leave the agar gel plate for a period of time to see the effect of the chemical. If the chemical kills the bacteria, there will be a roughly circular area of clear gel around the disc. We call this area the zone of inhibition. You can then measure the area of the circle using the formula pi r squared. The bigger the area of the zone of inhibition, the more effective the chemical. If the area is not a perfect circle, you might want to measure the diameter, which you can half to get the radius, in more than one place and take a mean. If you are testing a range of different chemicals, you should try to keep the concentration of the chemicals the same and soak the discs for the same length of time. These are control variables. If you are using more than one dish, then you should try to ensure they are kept at the same temperature and checked after the same length of time. After the experiment is finished, the gel plates should be sterilized by heating to kill all the bacteria before they are disposed of. So that's the method we could use for testing the effect of chemicals such as disinfectant or antibiotics on the growth of bacteria. Remember to check out the YouTube channel called The Science Break, where there's over 100 videos for GCSE Science. And check out The Science Break on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Thanks for listening today, and I'll see you in the next episode.